Attention.
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 Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-522-1164. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-522-1164. 1-800-522-1164.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth to Power Show, and my name is Beverly D. And tonight, my guest is Cerise and Sakara Ali. They are entrepreneurs, world travelers, authors. They are website owners, business consultants, alchemists. And they also have an e-book and videos. And tonight, they are going to be talking about Lord of the Seven Seas, and we are the 144,000. And I read their ebook, and it's a lot of good information in there, a lot of things that they are really hitting it right on the target, right on the nail. They really have it, and it's very interesting. They take it to another level. They break it down. They explain it to you. So even for the people that is really just getting into their spirituality or just finding out exactly another side of them besides the physical side, they make it very easy for you to understand the information that they have put out here. So this is a very interesting, enlightened information that they have here. And like I say, they have videos. They have a website. You can Google Lords of the Seven Seas, and their website will come up. Also, they live out of the country. They move to Brazil. They are in Brazil now. And so it's just a delight to be able to talk to people. And you learn so much. You learn from this person. You learn from that person. It is so much information that is there. And when you put it all together, it's very exciting here. It's really good. I'm always learning. Every time I think that I know a lot about something, then I find out that it's some more there to learn. So very, very informative. I'm waiting for my guest here to call in. The call-in number here for the Truth to Power Show is 347-215-8041. 347-215-8041. And for those of you that cannot get to a computer, you can call in on that number and you can listen to the show through the telephone. So, and if you want to call in and ask my guest some questions, you can call in on that number too. And as I say, I'm waiting for my guests to call in, and I don't know if they're calling in on a different number than what I have here. Let me pull my chat room up here and see what is going. We are on the phone. Okay, they're there. Let me see. Hold on. And I don't have my music. I'm changing my music here. So you guys just have to kind of bear with me while I get this together. Let's see. As I say, today is Sunday. We're getting ready to go into the fall equinox here, too. So it's a lot that's going on. It's a lot that's going on in the physical world, and there is a lot that is going on in the spirit world. So let me see. I think this is okay. Let me pull them up. Cerise?
Hello?
Hi, is this Cerise?
Yes, it is. How are you doing?
Can you hear me? Good, good. It's good to have you on tonight. You and your wife, Sakara.
Yes.
Now, can you tell the audience, give us some information about you guys before we go into what you have written here in your video?
Okay,
sure. First, we just wanted to say thanks for having us on the show. We've been listening for a while now, so it's a real honor to be on here, Ms. Beverly.
Well, it's an honor
and,
to have you.
All right. And,
I appreciate the work that you and your wife are doing.
Same to you as well. We've been listening for a while, like I said, and you've had a lot of great guests on here and been putting out a lot of good information, so been doing a lot of work, spreading light across the world. We love that.
Yeah, and like you said, we learn from everybody, you know. We all take a little bit from everybody and apply it to our lives, and you know, that's beautiful.
It is. And so you guys are in Brazil?
Yes, ma'am. We're in Bahia.
Okay. And so you, what is the Lord of the Seven Seas? What is that?
Okay, basically, that name had come to us because for a number of different reasons. One being that we feel like we're nobility, we're royalty, and on one point that's saying that okay, we're the original people, and we're actually royalty. As far as like realizing and understanding that as a person who is a son or a daughter of God, that's what makes you actually making you royalty, like being
noble.
Okay, and that's one on one aspect where the Lords of the Seven Seas would come from, realizing that okay, we're actually God's incarnate on the earth, and we're actually like if you look at the Bible or any of the religious teachings, they would tell you that Jesus said this himself, that you are sons of the Lord, you're a son of God or daughters of God, and that's what makes you royalty. You're actually sons and daughters of the Lord of the universe. And so for us, learning this and feeling this, you know, we really feel it. And then also not just being royalty in that aspect, but connecting to our higher selves and learning that you're supposed to connect to your higher self and actually sit on a throne in your own mind, in your own head,
right,
as far as being able to lord over your lower self, your lower emotions. And not lower self in the form that it's actually like lower or bad, but as far as using your emotions as tools and stuff to help you versus getting mad as soon as you hear trigger words and stuff like that and letting things like that run your life. So this is what a lord is. It's somebody who's in control and working in conjunction with your higher self to serve your purpose, your mission on in the world. And that's one aspect of where.
And you say
go
we
ahead.
Are the 144,000, and what is that?
Yes. Okay, there's a whole lot of different things with that. I mean, we've been seeing that number so much throughout our lives, and especially when with us being together, we've just been seeing that number so much and looking it up and looking up to the biblical and all the different aspects of that number, we see the importance of it. And we feel like one of the reasons we're here is to help wake up the people who are supposed to be on this mission to help raise or uplift humanity, to help usher into the new age or the new era that the whole world is going into. It's not limited to a certain particular group of people or culture. It's for the whole world, the whole humanity, all the animals, plants, everyone. We're all rising up. And there's some of us who are, like we're doing right now, who's on this level, who is talking and thinking on a higher level, and we're here to you know, to take things to the next level.
Right, bring light to the darkness and aid.
Okay. Now, with people that, and I read your email, your e-book, and it was very interesting. Now, with people in the times that we in now, people, you know, losing their jobs, this all the distress and no money, how do you unlock the portals of the abundance and prosperity? Because that's what you talk about.
Yes. Okay, that makes a lot of sense, because a lot of people would hear stuff like this, and some people have tried, you know, like the secret and law of abundance and all that stuff. A lot of people try to apply it and get frustrated because it doesn't work. And it's like, okay, it's really hard to make something like that work. And the whole system is set up to make you think that the opposite, you know, to make you think that you have to struggle and things like that. It's damn near impossible to break through that mold, you know, unless you really are focused and really get it stuck in your head that no matter what, you know, evidence you're seeing to the contrary, you know that your real source for whatever you need in life is something that you can't even see, you know. It's like you have to, like, go against all conventional thinking to make it work, and that's why it's so hard for people to do. And that's how come you don't really see a lot of people doing it.
Right, and that's why we wrote the book, to help activate that.
Yeah, because
that's
the book
true.
It was really, you broke it down. And another part that I like in the book, too, you talked about how you went to business school, and you was saying that they taught you the opposite of the law of the universal law of abundance. So what they teach you in business school is really the opposite of nature.
Yeah, like they take some of the laws, like the law of supply, but it's distorted because it's pushed to fit into like the agenda for like Western civilization, as far as just hoarding everything, you know, because there's plenty of food that just the U.S. alone produces. They could feed the whole world, like, probably twice over. And they produce all this food, but yet you still have people, even in the U.S., which is one of the richest countries in the world, and there's still people there starving. So, and that's ridiculous. And people accept this because it's already been established, you know, so everybody just is born into this and just accepts it, but that's not, you know, that's not really how things work. And obviously that's not how nature works, since there's so much food and everything you need here. You know, you don't have to worry about air or water or any of that stuff. Everything you need is here in abundance, and yet, you know, people are suffering. So things don't really match up or make sense. And that's also why things are changing right now. All of this stuff has to come down. I think that ties into place with the whole recession and all of these things. A lot of people have been exposed to, like, the new age teachings and all the new talk that is coming up, or the new thought movement, where you have a lot of people around the world who are actually waking up and starting to think outside the box. And this is like when you look at the news pushing the recession and you know, economic, you know, downfall all over the world, it's like a counteract. They're trying to counter this because they know that eventually, no matter what anybody does, all of this stuff is coming down.
Right, and it's really about control.
And so they're trying to get everybody to think in terms of lack, when soon, even if they are trying to tell everybody this, it's not going to work. They want to control, like, what people are thinking right now so they can still have whatever little control they have over people, because that's not how things are going. That's not what the world is saying. It doesn't matter, like, what religion you're in. It doesn't matter if you're into candomblé. It doesn't matter if you're looking at the ancient text, the Olmec or Mayan calendar or whatever. They all say at this point in time, this is what's going on. And that even, like, right now, what we're living in right now in 2011, that we're coming into abundance, and all these things that we want and need are happening, that the whole world is changing. But most people don't know this. because the exact opposite is being pushed. They even, you know, you see a lot of movies about Armageddon showing all the bad sides mm-hmm. of things and death and all this stuff. And then in the news, the things that everybody accepts as reality is the whole recession talk, and that's just to keep you stuck in fear mode because it works like this, right? The mind and your thought is like a magnet. That's the power of it because a lot of things in the universe work off of magnetic power. That's like one of the most powerful forces in the universe. So your mind attracts things to you, and it's like, you know, most magnets, it has two poles. And if you're looking at something and you have faith in it, you believe in it, you feel good about it, you're attracting it to you. But if you have doubt and fear, you're pushing it away from you. It's just like trying to put two north poles together. So whatever you want, you're pushing it away from you. So it's impossible to want to have a good life and to be good and, you know, living in abundance and then to believe that there's a recession and to be fearful about it. It's impossible because no matter what, you're pushing it away from you. And so that's what the whole agenda is. And that's how come it doesn't matter what the government or the news or anyone is saying, it doesn't even matter what's going on around you, don't go along with it. You got to focus on your own rise, your own agenda. You got to be positive. You know, everybody has to get off of the fear program. And right now, get off of talking about the recession and all that stuff. Don't use it as an excuse or anything. And I know it might be hard because you're looking around you and you see that as reality. But that's the whole thing. It's programming.
Right.
And you can't fall in with that.
You have to remove yourself from the problem and relocate yourself into the solution and become an example.
And one of the reasons that works, that getting people to think the recession works, is because there's one saying from the Bible where Jesus is telling everybody, unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away that which he hath. So it's saying the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And it's you know, it sounds kind of messed up because it's like if you're poor, you're going to get even poorer. Even the little bit you have is going to get taken from you,
right.
You know. And it's like, but that's how nature works. You know, it's like, okay, we're cellular beings. And like as far as a 3D perspective, we're the highest cellular beings on the planet. And everything in nature draws what it needs from its environment. It doesn't matter if it's plants or trees or what, even single-celled organisms, they just draw what they need, like it gets absorbed into their environment. And so, like, in nature, the stronger active cells or beings, whatever, they absorb, you know, everything they need in abundance. And even the weaker, like, dominant cells or the dominant, the dormant ones that aren't really as active, they wind up getting absorbed. So it's like the way nature works, if you're not moving forward and active, if you don't have the right mindset, not only is what you have going to get taken away from you and that you're not going to have a lot, but eventually you can get absorbed too. And that's how come, like, if you don't have the right mindset, it's like, whoa, they're just always taking from us.
Yeah.
They're raising our taxes. Yeah. They're taking away, you know, we're on welfare. Like, we want to be on welfare. They're taking that away. They're cutting our benefits. They always got something else. They're going to take away from you and take away from you until you get absorbed. You know, you have to break away from the group think, the mainstream mindset. You got to break out of it and go off on your own and step back and look at the whole picture and be like, okay, this is not real. This is mind control.
Right.
It's like, look at all this stuff around me. You don't have to go along with that. It's all there to use you. And that's how come it works, because whoever's using the universal laws to their benefit, they get the, you know, they get what they want. It doesn't matter if you're aware of the laws or not. You know, if you're not using it to your benefit, you're just going to get used. And that's how everything works down here. Like, you know, when we incarnate down here on the earth, that means come into the flesh. You know, carne is meat or flesh. We're in Brazil, so they speak Portuguese. Yeah, that's how they say meat, carne, you know.
And Spanish and Italian and other Romance languages as well.
So it doesn't matter if you eat meat. Doesn't matter if you eat veggies, nuts, berries, whatever. It doesn't matter. Something has to die or be sacrificed in order for you to get what you need, you know. And it's not, I mean, you could be like, nature's cruel, but that, you know, you could argue about that, but it's pointless. That's how it works. So there's always a sacrifice. Some energy has to be given up in order for the next person, the one who's moving, to get what they want. And so, like, the key is to tap into all of it. And it's like, okay, how do we tap into this? It's like, okay, your mind obviously can draw things to you. And there's a part of you, this your subconscious mind or your higher self, and it's like an observer. It's just there, and it observes your life. It knows the right way to go. It's like a father or a big brother or a mother or whatever you have, you want to look at it.
Yeah, we call it conscious, you know?
Yeah, like they say you're conscious because, like, if you want to do something and it's not really in your best interest, your conscious tells you the right way to go, and people either listen or don't listen. And a lot of people, their relationship with their higher self is strained because they don't really communicate with it. They have bad communication. If you have somebody who's always trying to tell you the right way to go and you're never listening, that person's voice is going to start getting lower and lower. They're always going to be there and say it, but it's going to be to the point where, like, some people don't even hear it anymore.
Yeah, you drown them out.
It's like a whisper.
With all the distractions in your life, they get drowned out.
So it's like, okay, your higher self is there.
So that's why we get so much distraction with the negative media, the fear.
Right.
All of that is a distraction.
Yep.
All of it is. And it's all there to keep you from going to your source and to knowing what time it really is. Because no matter what, eventually most everyone is going to know what time it is, and they're going to know that they don't have to be living like this anymore. And so this is just to buy some time. You know, for people who's living good off of keeping other people down, they're just trying to buy time. They're like roaches because they don't really have, you know, too much time left to rule. They're trying to, you know, stall and do whatever they can. But, you know, you have to go to your source to get out of this, because it's like if you've been not listening to your higher self, you know, your conscious or whatever, you one of the ways to get better in touch or to open up the communication is to start meditating and trying to listen to yourself, you know, because it's like no matter whether you realize it or not, you create all the time. Most people do it unconsciously. Like somebody, okay, say you wanted to get some money or you had something that you thought was coming through. Maybe you were about to get your income tax refund, and then you find out that you didn't get it. It just went through at the last minute. It failed.
Okay.
And one thing a lot of people say, like, oh, man, I knew it was going to happen. That always happens to me. As soon as you say that, your higher self claps his hands together just like a genie and says, your wish is my command.
Yeah, just like the ocean, you know, with the waves. You know, you're creating a wave pattern in your life.
And so your higher self is always there. It's observing your life. It can't get involved in every little thing you do. It wants you to succeed, but it's handling all the other functions in your life too, and not just in your life because it's everywhere. So when you say these things with conviction and believing like you would feel if something fell through, and you would be upset and disappointed, and you'll say something if you're not putting thought into what you say. You'll say something negative like, oh, things never work out for me, and your higher self snaps right to it. It's like, I believe that. And it makes it so, you know, it's like, okay,
right.
That's what you want.
It's important to control our emotions. And, you know, it's okay to feel bad or sad, but as long as you're in control of those emotions, you can make it work to your benefit, because those feelings are very powerful.
That's true. And it's like, okay, your higher self is there, and it's like it's in a trance state. It's like on autopilot. It's observant. It can't get involved with everything you do, because you got to think of like all the complex things your body's doing that's just running on autopilot. Your heart is beating. Your heart is one of the most complex things in the world or the universe. Your lungs, you know, walking, running, jumping, all these things. We got four little kids, so we know these things aren't just easy to do. They have to learn, and then once they get it down, it goes to autopilot. You don't even have to think about your digestive system or circulatory system, none of that. But these are all complex things. If it was easy to do, they'd be able to make robots like this, but it's difficult, you know. So science is struggling, still trying to figure these things out. So it's like, imagine just how hard it would be if you had to concentrate every time your heart beats, you know. We don't have to think about it. It's on autopilot because, you know, our subconscious mind is handling it, and it can handle all these complex things and set them to run on autopilot just like that. So there's other things that you can do to tap into your subconscious mind, which is where we come in. This is what we helping people to do with the book that we put out, to alter your way of thinking so that you can turn abundance and things like this into something that your mind does on autopilot, your higher self, you know, because it's like, you know, I mean, seriously, just the heart alone, it's so complex, and you don't have to do anything consciously to keep it going, you know? And so basically everything
is
your body,
of,
and that's just
your,
in your body.
What is the name of your book and that so people can read and really get to, because I really like how you break it down to the simplest form to a person that's just getting into this can really understand how to tap in.
All right. It's called the 40-Day Master System.
Say it again, because I see it in the chat room, but we have some people that don't have a computer or not on the computer, and they're listening on the telephone.
Okay. It's called the 40-Day Master System, and you can get it by going to our website. I'll give two website addresses. One is the144,000.com, and it's www.the, this hood, because we're hip-hop, we're born in the 80s, the144,000.com. And another website we have is theconsciousbookcafe.com, and it's spelled regular, www.theconsciousbookcafe.com. And you can go to those websites. If you go to the144,000.com, a box will come up and it tells you the book is right there on the right, and you can click there. And it's actually audio and a book. That's our baby. It's audio and a book. And the audio are 10 statements that are actually recorded in the theta brainwave frequency. So it goes straight to your mind. This is one of the ways we help people to tap into your subconscious, because it's always creating, whether you want to get something or not, is doing it. So instead of drawing things to you that you don't want, this is a way to train your mind to work in your favor. And so the statements that are on there that are that you're gonna listen to every day, well, not every day, for 40 days, they're recorded in the theta brainwave frequency, and that's like waving your hands in front of your mind's eye, your higher self, to get his or her attention. And it's like saying, hey, look over here, listen to me, because your subconscious mind can't be involved with every little thing you do, because it's running everything. It's just in your own body, you know, that's a lot of stuff to be in control of. And then it's everywhere in the universe at the same time, because your higher self is actually connected to the source of everything. So it's like, it's God, you know, that's your personal connection to God. And so if you can imagine, I mean, it's everywhere, and it's running all things like your heart and all this stuff too. So every little thing you do, it's not really concerned. But when you are exposed to something that is vibrating on the same frequency, because your higher self is on a higher frequency, it's vibrating faster than you are. So when you have something that can get its attention, that's specifically made to speak to it, like on a subliminal level, which is things that we're exposed to all the time, just walking down the street or watching TV, even being on the internet, there's so many things that have subliminal messages that are created to get to you. And I know that too from being in business school and going through marketing and stuff. There's so many things that are made to speak directly to your subconscious mind. So this is a real science. It's not a secret. It's out there. And they're teaching people how to do this. And when I say they, I'm not saying like some big bad they. I'm saying it's just mainstream knowledge. So this is not like bogus. This is real. And with the statements that we have that are in that brainwave frequency, that's like holding up a sign, you know, to a big red sign that says listen. And so your subconscious mind will snap and listen. And as long as you do that system and follow through with it, it's going to change your mindset. Because this is like telling, well, it's not like, this is telling your subconscious mind, hey, and it's getting this attention and it's saying, hey, I don't believe in this stuff anymore. I know that you're my source and I'm coming directly to you. I know that that this is my inheritance. My inheritance is that the whole world, anything in it. And so it's just coming to your subconscious mind and saying with confidence that
I'm ready to receive my desires.
And I'm coming directly to you, my source.
Right.
And it believes and it goes about moving your reality to achieve whatever you want. And it works because it's in the frequency to get your mind's attention. And it speaks, you know, with confidence about this new perception of reality. And this is how you can tap into your mind's power. And it's like we were talking earlier, it's like the movie Coming to America. If you watch that movie with Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall, when they come to America, Eddie Murphy's like, okay, I'm here. I'm not a prince. I'm poor. You know, while we're here, we're poor, and we're just like everybody else. And they're in the hood, and Eddie, Arsenio Hall, he's like buying nice stuff, furniture and jacuzzis and all this stuff, you know, because he has access to these resources. He's like the higher self, you know. He's there, and he's like, look, I'm getting all this nice stuff because that's what he's used to. You know, they just came from the kingdom of the Mundo where they had everything. They're walking on rose petals, and so he's trying to, you know, have the best because he's there, and he don't want to go along with that. And Eddie Murphy's like, look, while I'm here, pretending that I'm poor, I'm not a prince, you know? And it's like, that's like what we do when we come incarnate into the earth, you know? We are royalty, and we come here, and we sign a contract to forget about who we are and what we really have, you know?
Because
this is one of
the
most, this place is very dense, so when you come into that meat body, you know, you forget about all that, and, you know, you agree to go along with the, you know, the charade that we're not royalty. And I mean, just back to Coming to America, it's like no matter what, he was a prince. I mean, at the end of the movie, he went back to Zamunda, you know, and he was the prince, and he didn't need anything. He was money. He was the source. He was on the dollar bills, you know, his face is on the dollar bills. He is money. If he need anything, he could print up money. So it's like impossible for him to be broke. You know, and it's like, I'm the prince of Zamunda, you know, and I know that. And so this will help you, this system, the 40-day master system, it will help you realize and let yourself know who you really are. Because even if you're listening to the statements and you're like zoned out, not really listening to it, it doesn't matter. It's going directly to your source. It's like saying, well, I'm going by all these middlemen, and I'm going to the boss. You know, I'm going straight to the person who's really running it, and I'm letting them know. And that's where we work with you on there. You know, it's done in a way that goes directly to your boss to get things done. Because when you're down here on earth, say you want to do something that might seem kind of impossible or hard to achieve for yourself, you would have a whole lot of steps to go through to do it. Say you had 100 steps to go through. Say you want to be CEO of a company and you don't even have any money right now, you know. And in order for you to achieve that, you would have to do a whole bunch of things, you know. And you're basically going about it yourself instead of going to your source. Your source doesn't even have to go through all that. It could fold all those steps on themselves like an accordion. You know, it could smash them all together and go from point one to point 100. But if you're trying to do it yourself, you're going to be struggling and trying to go through all these things, and it's unnecessary. You probably won't even make it, you know. And it's like, why toil and try to do all these things? And people who are successful, they don't do it like that. People who really succeed, they may or may not be on it as heavy like this, but they're getting some of the laws down, at least some of it, to make it work for themselves. Nobody, you know, really does it like that and succeeds. People who don't go to the source, they struggle. And that's where most of the world is struggling. And so we're trying to help people cut all that extra stuff out and start to achieve and get what you want out of life. You know, so we really feel like that's one of the main things we're here to do, to help people understand this. Because if you understand that God is within you and that you can achieve and have anything you want, you know, this is part of the world changes. This is part of why we're going into the new age, because we're waking up and we're out here telling people, and other people are telling people and getting the word out, and we're all connected. So that's the main thing. You know, this is why it works. You go directly to your mind when you use our system, and it gets your mind's attention, which may be hard to do. without meditating or doing something like that. So it gets your mind's attention, and it lets you know, hey, we're in on the secret. I know that I'm God. I know that I'm Son of God, or however you want to see it. I know that I don't have to struggle anymore. And, as long as you keep the faith and do it, you will see the difference in your life. It's going to come to you.
And another thing that I like, Sharif, that you wrote too, you wrote about the 40
if you want to alter your reality, make more money, take your living to higher heights, you do this and you'll get what you want. You know, all you have to do is discipline yourself. And you made it apparent to your higher self that your conscious mind doesn't look outside of itself anymore for sustenance. You made it apparent that, look, okay, I've been trying to do it my own, on my own, but I know better. You know, you just announced it with a speakerphone to your higher self that you have unlimited access to all your desires, and you're in on the secret that you can have whatever you want. And this is your new reality. So you're not oppressed, depressed, underdressed, unlucky, overweight, or anything else that's not to your liking. Your subconscious mind can only work with what you allow to flow in your life. If you believe the news telling you that you are in a recession, then a recession is going to affect your life, because that's like with the magnetism that was said earlier in the show. You're repelling it away from you. So if you see the news and you're like, nah, I'm not going for that. The government's still wasting billions of dollars. Movies and TV shows are still being produced using all this money. People are still buying yachts and expensive things. Then you're taking control of your reality because you're not going along with the program. And that's how you, really cause change in your life.
Now, Sharif, you also wrote about...
Emma, can I still be heard?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes, let me see. Can you hear me?
Are we still on the air?
Yes, you are. Can you hear me? You're still on the air. Hello? Sharif.
Hello?
Hello, we hear you. Okay, let me write in the chat room so I can let him know. We hear you. Yeah, you are still, hello. Okay, he's going to have to call back. He's going to have to call back in. Call back in so we can finish this, because I have a question I wanted to ask you about the 40 days, which I found was very, the information that he put in the book was very interesting information, how he broke down the 40-day concept. When you hear about the 40 days in the Bible, he really broke it down, and I want him okay, let's see. Let me pull him back up here.
Yeah.
Okay, Sharif, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. It's not real clear. Can you hear us clear? Can you hear me clear?
Yeah, I can hear you really well. Hang on one second. Can you hear me better now?
No, it's still, we can hear you real good on the other number that you had.
Okay.
You kind of
right,
with this.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'll try to call in again. Okay, I'll call right back.
Okay, and when you call back in, I want you to explain about the 40-day and how you was saying that it is an initiation. That was very interesting,
sure,
that I read. Okay, call in on the other number so we can hear you better.
All right, thanks.
Okay. I had never looked at it that way. And when he broke down about the 40 days, how it's all through the Bible, and he, in his book, he breaks it down for you. What the 40-day, and it's an initiation. And so I'm like, wow, that is really interesting because it really fits when you think about it. So that's why I'm saying it is, it's like every day it's like a rose, you know, opening up. It's layers. You get more and more layers that's opening. And that's part of going deeper and deeper. And that's what he is talking about here. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, much, much better. Okay, explain to the audience in your book, you were talking about 40 days and how it's an initiation.
Yes. Okay, yeah, that's something that we had been learning about because it's like when you look at the religious text, it doesn't matter if you're coming from Islam or Judaism or Christianity, Hinduism, doesn't matter where you go, or any of the ancient societies across the world, the Egypt, wherever you go at, they have like these 40-day initiations, and they also use that parable of 40 days or 40 years or 40 whatever, 40 months. It could be anything. It's always dealing with 40. And what will happen is there will always be a great change that takes place after the 40. And the 40, the whole thing with the number 40 of that cycle, it lines up with a whole lot of different things astrologically and as far as the initiations would be concerned. In Egypt, there are people who went into the mystery school. The mystery school is basically just teaching people the science of life and the things like these universal laws and things that most of us don't know because we've forgotten about this knowledge. The initiation, they would initiate people into the mystery schools, and it would take 40 years. And people would go into it when they're 7. And this one, everyone in Egypt, or in ancient Kemet wasn't up on high science and knowledge. People who were, you know, driven to be on that higher mission, they would go in when they're 7, and when they go in, you know, they start learning, you know, about who they really are and stuff like that. And they weren't considered an adult until 47, you know, 40 years later after they completed it. So they couldn't even complete it until they had been in for 40 years. Now, obviously, people can't do that anymore. You know, we live in a
different time.
Yeah, people are too impatient, and you know, it doesn't work like that anymore. But that's one of the ways. And if you look at the Bible, like with Jesus being tempted for 40 days and 40 nights, I mean, even Muhammad went through that. Moses went up to the mountain to meet with God, he was up there for 40 days, and then he comes down, you know, he's all enlightened. So it's like, this is you, okay, with the 40-day initiation. You take it seriously like that. This is you going into your initiation, and you're coming down enlightened because hopefully you know, you see the possibility of real, you know, how this is a real opportunity for you. But even if you are skeptical and you follow through and go through with it, you're still telling your higher self that, hey, I know that, you know, I know what's going on. It's like elbowing them, like, okay, I'm in on it. We don't got to pretend that I'm broke anymore, you know. I'm royalty.
And no matter what, if you do the methods and you follow through with it, you're going to see a difference no matter you know how you perceive it, or you're going to see the changes, and you're going to realize it in your life. Every day you'll see something. It'll be like, you know, synchronized, you know, coincidences, and it's like, wow.
And it's also like scientific. I mean, the system uses the principle that it takes 40 days to alter your mind. So your perception of reality can be changed with lasting effects by doing this over 40 days. And then it's combined in with neuro-linguistic programming that we recorded in the frequency that your subconscious mind responds to. So this is, you know, this basically is a real science. And it takes that 40 days repetition to make a real change that, you know, you can take on into the future. And instead of something like taking you know how they always have like a new weight loss drug, a new weight loss system or whatever. It's not like that, you know. It's not something that's just like a new fad or something. it's definitely realer than that and more laugh aspects.
Because it seems like if you trying to tap into the source, and you know when you're trying to meditate, how your mind starts attacking you, how it starts want to wander and go everywhere. And so in about 40 days, it seems like you should really have that under control.
Right.
And that's probably what it is. You know, once, you know, you're going to go through something at first when you first learn how to meditate. But then after a while, you get it. Like you say, you tap into the source. And I can really see where that really works.
That's exactly it. It's just like a child learning to read. You know, you have to first teach them the alphabet. They have to know what sounds the alphabet makes. You know, it's a process, and it's just like that.
That's true, because really all of this knowledge and everything is already there in you and within you. You just have to awaken it. And with like... like you said, 40 days, yeah, you see changes. You do anything for 40 days, you're going to see changes. And some of the things that like telling yourself that you're connected to God, especially if you're really not even thinking that that's possible, you do this, you're going to start coming across material that's going to teach you why this is real.
Right.
Whatever it takes for you to accept that as reality, since you're telling your higher self that this is my reality, you're going to start coming across things that's going to start changing your conscious mind to believe this, you know, because you're telling your boss, you're going straight to the real you, the higher you that's connected to everything and saying, hey, look, I don't have to struggle anymore. I know, you know, that I don't have to look to my job or anything like that for what I need. And so you're going to start getting things, even if you're a big skeptic, you're going to start coming across stuff that's going to start opening up your mind, your conscious mind, and changing even, you know, even if you don't think, even if you think this is all, you know, fluff or, you know, you're going to start changing too. And so
that's the law of attraction. You will start drawing people and things to you when you start tapping into it.
Yeah, because there's so many things that it may take to get whatever you want. It doesn't matter if you want to be on Oprah, you know. You can't get to Oprah. You know, you don't know her. She's not going to answer your phone calls or nothing. So you want to get to Oprah, you go to your source, and your source is in Oprah too. So, you know, because we're all connected. So that's like, okay, it's like this. Say you have an agent, and your agent can get to Will Smith and all these people, you know. You're going to somebody who's connected to everyone, who could just call Will Smith's agent and be like, okay, yeah, let's hook this up, instead of you trying to go and they're not even going to answer your phone calls. They're going to call security. You're going to wind up in jail trying to get to these people, you know, but you're going to somebody who's connected, you know, who's like, okay, I'm just call his agent and we're going to get them to set this meeting up and we'll do it now. And, you know, versus you trying to do it and you can't even get into the club or you can't even get in the door. You know, you can't get in the VIP, but, you know, you're going to the person who lives in VIP who can get you there. And so,
and part of the problem here is the way that, you know, this information needs to be taught in school. It needs to be taught in the churches because, like you say, in your class, they're teaching you the opposite. And when you go to church, they're teaching you that God is outside of you, that he's up in the sky. So it seems like the main mindset is teaching you everything the opposite, that you will not connect to the source.
That's right. That's right.
That's true, and that's a power thing, you know. It's crazy to do that because it doesn't even have to be like that. Everybody can, you know, do their thing and be happy and fine. But yeah, the people who's running the world right now, I think they're running the world. You know, they're fearful of us all rising and you know, being our vibrant, wonderful selves. You know, they have feel like they have to keep us down in order to for them to be able to have their extravagant riches and stuff like that. So that's why things are like this, you know. And it's actually, it's been like this for a while because humanity as a whole has been downgrading, you know, for a while, for thousands of years. Instead of like how it's taught in school where they teach that we started off as cavemen or whatever, and, you know, then we started rising up to how civilized we are now, it actually, you know, was the other way around where, you know, we used to be extremely advanced and we've been like, you know, getting
dumbed down.
Yeah, because our DNA and stuff like that has been going into a sleep stage. And so right now what's happening is our DNA is coming out of that. Everyone's DNA is coming online. And there's people who, you know, fearful of that because they don't know what that means. That represents the unknown. And so instead of them just accepting that it's inevitable, there's nothing they can do about it, they're like scared, trying to, you know, slow it down, trying to do whatever they can do. They're scared. They're like, where do I fit into that picture? You know, where am I going to be at if everybody can have whatever they want, you know?
Right.
So that's how it is. And like literally, that's what's happening. The world is rising up. We don't have to be worried about 2012 earthquakes and all this, you know, other stuff. Everything that's happening is ultimately happening in your favor, especially if that's the mindset you have. That's another thing that's hard, you know, it will be hard for people to accept. But you have to change your whole mindset and start looking at everything, it works in my favor. Even if I look at something and it looks like I didn't get what I wanted, that happened, you know, for a reason. It worked out
right.
In my favor.
So if something else could come through bigger and better.
Yeah, and if there's got to be some earthquakes or some other changes like that in the world, it's only because I'm changing and rising up too. So the earth, you know, I'm in alignment. You know, we're working together. This is, everything is working out in my favor. And if you have that mindset, you know, that's really, you can't lose, you know. You know, everything.
Now, I want you to tell the people again, give them the website where they can get your book. And if anybody wants to ask Sarith and Sakara any questions, you can call 347-215-8041. 347-215-8041 if you have any questions or comments. Now, tell them again how they can get your book.
Okay, sure. Appreciate that. The website where you can get the book is theconsciousbookcafe.com. It's spelled normal, T-H-E, conscious, C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S, book, B-O-O-K, cafe, C-A-F-E.com. And another website we have, the144,000.com. That's T-H-A. It's hip hop, THA144000.com. And you go there, there's a box that comes up and it tells you the book is on the right hand side of the screen. And you can go there, it's not just a book, it's actually a book that's 40 pages in alignment with the whole 40 days and working with that energy. And it's actually a self hypnosis program system, and it's designed to help you connect to your source no matter what religion, you know, whatever different system you're coming from. And it'll help you conquer anything in your life that might be holding you back from reaching your potential. So it's an e-book and an MP3 recorded in high brainwave frequencies to make your mind more conducive to positive reaffirmations. And it only takes 40 days to complete the system. And the book is straightforward. And it's not a heavy read.
Yes, it is.
So
right.
When you complete it.
And that's what makes it good.
Yeah, and I mean, things should be simple, especially if it's, you know, if there's any truth to it, it should be simple. It shouldn't have to, like, walk you around a bunch of corners, and I've been walking you around, like, the same building four times, you know, to try to get you to see something my way. Nah, it should be simple, and you should be able to walk in a straight line and see it, you know. It should make sense. So everything is straight to the point, and you know, once you complete it, you'll have a good understanding of why this will work for you. And
now,
you can,
with the takes that you have, are these things that the person will listen on the computer, or are these things that you mail out to them?
Okay, everything is delivered digitally. So when you pay for it, you automatically get a download link in your email. And it's all done, like, it's all done automatically. And so the MP, it's MP3 audios. I mean, you can burn it if you want to, or you can listen it to your computer or your iPod or, you know, whatever, if you have a smartphone, iPhone. And I recommend using headphones. You don't have to, but I recommend headphones so that you can turn it up and get the full effect, because it's all done to go straight to your source. So if you can kind of zone out on it, you know, it doesn't take long. They're short recordings, but, you know, listen to it and find, like, a quiet place maybe where you can be not bothered for a few minutes and, you know, you can get the full effect.
Okay, okay. So this is very interesting. What I read, it was right on target. You know, I've read a lot of things, and so you're right on target. It's not no fluff. You really breaking it down, and it was really an interesting read. And what you're saying is the truth. And so I would really highly recommend it. And I'm going to get the tape, because what I like is how you're using the subliminal. And so that's like, you know, the other half of it. And a lot of people look at the, like you said, the movie, the source. What was that other movie they had out?
The Secret?
Yeah, The Secret. But see, what you're doing is you're giving us the knowledge and the information, and then you're using the other part of it, too. You tapping into our power source.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, we're exposed to subliminals all the time, and they work. You know, they make people buy things and do all types of different stuff and make you, they get emotional responses from you and stuff like that. So this is something that can work in your favor, you know. It's like, okay, I'm not going to just say you can have anything, you can do it all, and then you go out and struggle and it doesn't work for you. You know, it's like, okay, we're going to help you get it because we know it's real. You know, we're happy and joyful, you know, because it's worked for us, and we want to share this knowledge with the world because everyone can connect to their source. It doesn't matter what race, religion, culture. You could be rich, poor, young, old. It doesn't matter. It's working for us and a lot of other people around the world. You know, you can create. We can all consciously co-create, and this is our mission and purpose, is to let you know that you are directly connected to your source. And it doesn't matter if you've been naughty or nice or feel unworthy, you are all direct manifestations of God. And that's our intent, is to help uplift fallen humanity. And we want to help everyone get out of the rut, you know, even if you feel stuck in there. No one needs to feel they're stuck in a recession, this mind programming. And we have some, you know, something to unprogram that to get you out of it. You know, you don't have to get caught up in the program telling you to think and lack and all that stuff. We're going to help you lift the chains or the binds off of your mind, because this is in vibrational, this is in sync with what's going on all over the world anyway. And this is what time it is. So we all need to be free right now and know that our future is bright and incredible, and we don't have to wait.
Well, excellent, excellent. Well, we're down to our last minute, and I want you to give the people your website one more time.
Sure, appreciate that. Okay, you can go to the144,000.com. That's THA144000, and or you can go to theconsciousbookcafe.com. It's THECONSCIOUSBOOKCAFE, the Conscious Book Cafe, or the144,000.com.
And
the whole thing is on there.
And I thank you and your wife. You're doing excellent work, and I appreciate you, and keep up the good work.
Okay, and definitely keep doing the shows and spreading the light, and, you know, we appreciate you so much. You're definitely loved.
Thank you. Okay, and
love you.
Bye-bye.
Love you too. All right.
Peace. Bye.
Peace. Well, that's the Truth to Power show, and make sure that you get that, because it really works. It makes sense. And what I read, I could see it, I could feel it, and so that's what I tried to do. I tried to bring people here that will give you the knowledge. And so until next week, I'll be back on next Sunday. And for those of you that is waiting on Brother Robert X, he will be on October 2nd and October 3rd. So peace and much, much love.